If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Excellent. Thank you. Quite a few things I wanted to chat to you about. Is the iPhone 12 eventually going to get here? Because I've got a lot of unhappy people asking that question around me.
It's crazy how it just generates such a level of demand and want out of the Apple aficionados, but with good cause. Number one, I've been lucky enough to be playing with an iPhone 12 Pro and a Pro Max for the last 2-3 weeks. And I can tell you it is an incremental upgrade on the 11, but it is a significantly better device. Camera, screen, just the general speed and the way it works is pretty insane. But yes, the iPhone 12 in all its various iterations goes on sale in South Africa on the 18th of December. Little late. I think supply chain issues around Corona and what else went around the world certainly delayed things, but you can pick it up in store. I think that the Pro and the certain Pro Max will probably be in fairly short supply, but the rest of the products should be available. And the pick of the bunch is the iPhone 12 Pro, the iPhone 12 standard, not Pro. 6.1 inch, aluminium frame, same screen as the Pro, slightly less cameras, but that's about all. And pricing is interesting. It's come in slightly below where it was last year for the 11, and very competitive with global pricing. So it's not cheap, starting at 15,999 for the mini, which is the 5.4 inch. Sorry, these get stuck in my head. But anyway, the mini, which is a full-featured iPhone, just a small screen, starts at 15,999 and then 18,999 for the 12 with the 6.1 inch screen, and then going up all the way to 27, in fact, 32 grand for a 512 gig Pro Max. So yeah, they finally here. All you guys can go scratch that.
Well,
that
hold on. Do they even throw in a charger for that?
No charger, no headphones.
I love it.
Just
a slim
little box with a phone.
I'm surprised they even give you the box.
No, the box.
I thought you have to buy the box and maybe
the phone.
Maybe
the rest is
you've got to buy the
gone.
Screen separately. So it doesn't. So it comes with basically absolutely nothing except the
a cable.
Yes, it does. It does come
with a USB-C cable to Lightning connector. They haven't changed to USB-C yet, so it's still that little Lightning connector from Apple. Look, there's a lot of talk about that. I do believe that it's a price-saving thing. Again, do you need another charger in the house? Most people, and they're quite right about that, most people have got 100 of them lying in boxes and drawers and cupboards all over the house. And it'll work with any charger. It's got the new MagSafe sort of click-on wireless charging, which you can buy as an accessory. It's not needed. A lot of people have said to me, oh, it's new charger. Do you need a new charger? No, you don't. You just need any USB-C or USB charger that is more than 5 watt, and it'll work. 5 watt is too slow. It will need at least a 20 watt for fast charging. So a good charger is available from Apple at a nominal fee. It's starting to sound like a German car. Everything's an option.
Absolutely. Amazing. But yet the demand through the roof, as always, when a new iPhone is launched. All right. Tell us about the DStv. They've gone dishless.
Dishless. Yeah. Well, finally, what they've done is essentially decouple their full service from a dish. At one point, you could only buy their premium service on an Explorer DStv decoder along with a dish. And then you could use the app to top up certain parts of the whole thing. It wasn't the full service. Well, finally, the inevitable has happened. And despite them offering a brand new, very expensive, fancy decoder, which honestly is not worth it unless you really want it. It's around about 2.5-3 grand. Mm. And it allows you to stream in 4K, which they don't offer. DStv is not doing it. But you can stream Netflix and other services in 4K. But as part of that whole reshuffle, you can now buy a complete dishless version of DStv. So it's full function, it's slightly cheaper, but you do not need a decoder, You can just simply download the app on your smart TV, on your smart device, and watch the entire DSTV bouquet. It's still very much a combination of linear streaming, and in other words, online, live TV, as well as a huge catalog of catch up and backup and everything. And as part of that, you get free Showmax. So you've got a fairly complete catalog. The question I've been asked is, do I cancel my Netflix subscription? And the simple answer is no. The DSTV subscription is still going to cost 800 Rand. It's 160, it's 890 Rand. It's 169 Rand for Netflix. And the two together will give you more content than you could ever hope to watch ever. Doesn't matter how many hours it doesn't matter how off you are these holidays, there's still too much content. And the actual fact is, for 899 Rand, you are getting sport, if that's important to you, all the sport, and you're getting a curation of all the content that you can buy on separate streaming services across the world, which would cost you probably a little bit more than 899. So, in my opinion, it's reasonable value. It's not cheap. But the content you get, the amount of content you get, is pretty insane. Tons and tons of stuff. And because of the way Netflix have worked, the combination of a Netflix DSTV streaming platform gives you so much of everything that you'd want to watch without much overlap at all, which is very cool. A lot of the other streaming services which people can access through various means, VPNs, etc., result in a ton of overlap, apart from the convenience of maybe watching it a week or two early before it comes on the DSTV platform. But DSTV do a pretty insane job of curating and collating tons and tons of content from across the world, and a ton of local content if that's your thing. So pretty interesting.
Do you think that they've come to proof them? I was going to ask that. Do you think they've come to this party a little bit late? Do you think it will have an impact, or will they continue to be sort of South Africa's choice of sort of private entertainment?
Well, look, in fact, they are huge in Africa. They've got millions of subscribers at a very high price. And again, they do a ton of local content across all the territories in which they broadcast. Now that they're fully online, that is still an area that is still growing. It's not, you think everyone's got Netflix and everyone's streaming. That's not the case. The vast majority of people in South Africa are still either using satellite or watching linear TV or not streaming content over the internet for lots of reasons. Cost, location, internet quality, price, and just simple availability. So I think that they are a little late to the game. But I think overall their timing is good. They needed to do this when they did it. I use streaming DSTV quite a bit. It's just so much easier than satellites, especially when there's a storm or something. So it really does make sense. And I think they will cement their position as a leading entertainment platform across the continent and certainly in South Africa. No question the other guys are doing a great job. And, we're not seeing a lot of other than Apple, Amazon and Netflix. There are not many others that have come to the country, officially. So I think DSTV is still pretty much the only show to watch in South Africa from a broad sort of content platform. And I think they're doing enough to stay relevant in the new streaming age.
Very, very interesting. I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 061-895-1019. Stephen Ambrose, thank you. As always, I will not be here next week. I just want to wish you a fantastic December and everything of the best for the new year.